Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. You know, today is a truly tremendous show for me, as most of my listeners know that I'm a Muay Thai traditionalist. My heart belongs to Muay Thai, and that's something that has truly been missing from my network for the last 10 years. You know, we touch on it from here and there, but to be able to have Lion Fight Promotions be a part of my show today is a tremendous attribute to what I'm doing in the sport and where the sport is growing. You know, you look at the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight, and you know, to me, it leaves me in dismay. You think of those types of entertainment, and it truly takes away from the traditional aspects of the sport and what the sport was meant to be in a whole. So when you look at that and you look back at the traditional aspects of it, that's truly where my heart is. And, you know, it's with great honor that my first guest, Mr. Scott Kent, is coming on the show today, because what he's doing in the sport of Muay Thai, not just in the United States, but growing steadily around the world, is tremendous. With that being said, Mr. Kent, welcome to the program.
Don, thanks for having me. I appreciate your kind words. Thank you.
Well, you know, the kind words really are just factual-based words. If you look at what Lion Fights has done over the last 7 years, it's truly been tremendous. You know, not only have you grown to be one of the number one stand-up striking combative sports in the United States, but now you're taking a foothold overseas. As we spoke a little bit before we went live, we could kind of break a little bit of an announcement today. And, you know, I think it's tremendous to be able to do that. And I usually wouldn't start the show off this way, but it's a true testament to what Lion Fights is doing. Now, you guys are set for a scheduled card in London. Would you care to reiterate for my listeners and for the fans of Lion Fights what this card is going to entail?
Yeah, this is the first time we've gone overseas. We were lucky enough to work with some great promotions overseas. We work with Warriors Way in Australia, and we have a group called Muay Thai Grand Prix in London. Philip, Kieran, and Simon are all great guys. They've been to our shows in the U.S. I think they love the fact that we're really raising the profile of Muay Thai in the U.S. So we were really eager to do something together. We have an opportunity on November 18th. We're going to do Muay Thai Grand Prix presents Lion Fight 39. It's going to be live from the Indigo Room at the O2 in London. You know, it's a huge testament, I think, to how far, you know, and you alluded to it, that Lion Fight has come in a relatively short amount of time. And to be able to co-promote an event like this, we're going to have our world champion, Chip Meraza Pollard. It's going to be in the main event. It's something that everybody is excited about. All of our signed fighters are, you know, standing in line trying to get on the card. So it's not only great for our brand, it's a great opportunity for our young American fighters to have an opportunity to fight on a major promotion overseas.
You know, as I kind of told you before we were just going live, you know, my show is a little bit different in a lot of aspects. You know, you get 100,000 shows and they're all, you know, structured the same. You get the same questions each and every time. And, you know, I felt being in the sport for 20 years that I would create a platform that uniquely shares each and everybody from the sport in their own right. And, you know, because you get to see you on social media, you get to see you on television, but, you know, very few people get to actually hear the true words from the man himself. You know, one thing out of curiosity that I always said, if I ever get you on the show, I wanted to ask you this question. How does a young man from Montana find himself running one of the top Muay Thai promotions in the United States?
Well, it's a strange journey. You know, I went to school in England. I grew up in Montana, in Helena, Montana, and You know, I worked in Phoenix for a bit, and then I was in the casino industry for many years here in Las Vegas, over 20 years, and was with the Fontainebleau in Miami Beach. And yet through that time, I was always training in Muay Thai. I was able to go to Thailand and train, and I was kind of a suit and tie guy in the day, and then I would go, you know, train Muay Thai at night, and kind of had this double personality. And I think I got to the point as I got older where I said, you know, do I want to be working for someone the rest of my life? Or, you know, I think there's something about that and that whole American dream thing. What's the thing that you could do and be really good at? And I tried to take my business connections with my knowledge of Muay Thai and partnered up with Christine DeLito, a former fighter. And that's really, you know, we sat down on a, you know, in a restaurant and on a placemat, drew it up. We had a couple of Muay Thai fighters. We had Kevin Ross, Chaz Mulkey come in and say, what do you think the sport needs? Because we all were so passionate about this sport and loved it so much, yet it never really got its foothold. So we started small, and, you know, it's just kind of exploded from then. And then to get on Access TV was a huge point for us. And, you know, it's amazing now, because now I go back to Montana and, you know, I'm wearing a Lion Fight shirt and people know about Lion Fight. Or we've got fighters now from Montana that want to fight on Lion Fight. So, you know, we've got that. And then, you know, in Thailand, I have people sending me photographs of these big gyms in Thailand getting a pirated copy of Lion Fight and watching their fighters and having trained there. You know, it's so rewarding. And I, you know, being this close to it, you don't realize the impact that you've had to not only the Muay Thai community, but to the fighters and, you know, the positive things you can do with the fighters in their life. And I think that's what's most rewarding for me.
It truly is rewarding. You know, you look at life sometimes, and we always, you know, get put in situations if we're the type of atypical people, the type of person that is an alpha male, a person that always wants to succeed in life. You know, here you were sitting one day. I mean, you were a mastermind for many, many wonderful casinos. And then one day you had this dream. And out of all the genres that you could have picked from, you know, you, in my heart, you pick the most tremendous one, Muay Thai. And, you know, I take away from Muay Thai fights, not just the fights, not just the warriors themselves, but the ceremony that, you know, begins at the end of, you know, at the beginning of each fight, and what the spiritual relevance means to the fighters. And what you're doing is you're taking a bit of the past, and you're instilling it into the future for these young, up-and-coming warriors. And with that being said, you're keeping the sport clean. When you first had that original thought, you know, I know we kind of just talked about you've been over to Thailand, you were a Muay Thai fighter yourself, but you had so many avenues. What in your heart made you feel that creating Lion Fight Promotions was the most necessary, you know, situation for you, Mr. Kent?
Well, once you've been to Thailand, and, you know, I fell in love with the people. I fell in love with the cultural nuances, the things that you just kind of alluded to, the fact that it's a martial art, it's been around for centuries, and it's the national sport of Thailand, and how the people, the fighters, are just revered there. To be able to bring that into another culture, you know, and you're always going to have restrictions on, you know, television time and how much of the ceremony can you do. But we felt it's going to be a process for us. We want to start with the fight product. We want to bring over the ties. We want them to bring over the traditional outfits. We want them to understand why this is different than, say, an MMA or, you know, Dutch kickboxing or whatever, that, hey, there are a lot of things that make this sport very, very special. And I think it really resonates with folks like yourself and people that are into martial arts or that understand this isn't just, you know, some promotional gimmick. These are guys that are passionate about their sport. They're very passionate and respectful about the tradition of their sport. And it's almost a contradiction for me sometimes, because the traditional promoter, he's out there screaming from the building tops about he's got the greatest thing out there. And yet there's this kind of inherent respect and tradition in Muay Thai, which really doesn't encourage that. So, you know, it's kind of a delicate walk for me sometimes, but, you know, I embraced it, and I went from, you know, kind of being a pampered casino executive to passing fight posters out of my trunk, and it was a transition. But, you know, I've never once looked back and regretted anything. I love the casino business, but, you know, there's something rewarding about being, you know, building something yourself. And anybody that's ever owned a small business and starting, you know, a startup will tell you it's very difficult. And I think that's why most don't succeed. And certainly there haven't been any real successful Muay Thai promotions in the U.S., none of which that have garnered national attention. So it took a lot of perseverance and a lot of hard work from a lot of folks. And I think it goes back to that commitment to the martial art, and those people are committed to, whether it's fighting Muay Thai, whether you're buying into the other cultural aspects of a particular sport. I think that's why it's appealing, and I think that's why people really want it to succeed.
You know, and one thing I've taken away from we're friends on social media. I love transparency, so I'll put that out there in the front. But one thing I love about you is the quality in which you attach yourself to something. You know, there's a true passion there. And it reminds me of a young lady that I've had on my show by the name, and we talked about her before, Crew Yawadi Hurst, one of the youngest and only females indoctrinated into the, you know, that statute in Thailand as being an official crew master. And you know, I talked to her about her childhood and what the sport meant to her. And, you know, she truly said, you know, I never wanted to fight. But, you know, in the country that I'm from, we're very poor, but we're also very happy. She said, but I found myself drawn into Muay Thai. And she said, when I needed a new pair of shoes for school, I would go get a fight. If I needed new books, I would go and fight. And she says, I find myself all these years later as a great grandmaster, and yet I still find myself going to other seminars, meeting with other masters, because I truly want to find the true definition of what a mixed martial artist is. And I think you're doing that with Lion Fight Promotions. I think you're taking something that is truly dear to you and that you feel that is very proficient and needs to be laid out on a platform. And I think you've done it in a very correct manner because, you know, when I first initially did a post about a week ago that Lion Fights was going to be doing some shows on my network, the public support was tremendous, especially, I'll be honest with you, California is dying for more Lion Fights, you know. And You know, I told them, the people that hit me up, that I would mention that to you because I like to share the knowledge and, you know, otherwise you wouldn't know. But, you know, come September 29th, you have one of the best Muay Thai cards that I've seen in a while getting ready to be presented at Foxwood Casino and Resorts in Connecticut. You know, you got Lion Fight 38. How much time and effort does it take for your complete organization? Because I know you run as a whole. How much time does it take for you to put such a substantial card together and bring such talented individuals all in the same building at one time?
You know, it's a challenge. I've been lucky enough to have people that are passionate about it, starting with Christine, and, you know, Carrie Hartney did a great job, and Scott Zer's helping us a lot with the matchmaking. The reality is we get so many inquiries from fighters because the Lion Fight brand has grown internationally. You know, we get fighters from countries that I couldn't even point out on a map that want to fight for Lion Fight. I mean, it's certainly gratifying, and it's trying to gather all of that information. You know, I spend a lot of time taking a look at fight film. I look at fighters. We look at their backgrounds, their titles. We've got a pretty good network of people out there that we trust that, you know, we're looking for this weight, or, you know, this female fighter, and this girl's real aggressive. We want to really focus on fighters that are really going to be exciting for the American audience. It's a little different. You go to Thailand and people are very happy to see a very technical, strategic fight, and that's great, and we've had those fighters. But the American audience is a little different. You know, they want to see, engagement. They want to see, they love seeing these different weapons that they don't get to see, you know, elbows and flying knees and things like that. And you could certainly tell when you're in these shows, everybody's just kind of mesmerized by the athletic ability and the skill level of these fighters. So it takes a long time to put it together. We need at least 8 weeks to put together a promotion, but we've got a pretty good database and resources out there that we can bring in, you know, the top fighters from Thailand or Europe. And, you know, you'll see in our last few shows, we're really focused on giving these American fighters an opportunity on that big stage. And our show in London, we're going to have somebody from from Boston. We're going to have somebody from Northern California. We're going to have somebody from Phoenix representing the U.S. and going over there. So this Friday, I'm flying to Indianapolis, Indiana. We've got a group out there, the Farang group, that's bringing me out for their show. We haven't done a show in the Midwest. I'd love to do something in 2018 out there. So, you know, we're really plowing the fields. We're doing everything we can do to get the sport out there, because I passionately and honestly believe that once people see this, they're going to fall in love with it.
I most definitely agree with you. You know, one place that I would, you know, I'd be in heaven if you guys came to Wichita to, you know, Mulvane down to the Kansas Star Casino, where Bellator, you know, has predominantly taken over the Midwest and mixed martial arts as far as the cage fighting is concerned. You know, it's something that the Midwest is ripe for. You look at all the avenues that are be driven here now. You got boxing and you've got cage fighting, but I think a lot of people, as well, you know, as I would say about my show, you know, the reason my show is growing in popularity is because it's real, and that's what your promotion is, sir. It's real, and you know, I look at life when you see a situation or a promotion that is truly dedicated to the sport and not just putting money in their pocket. It's a truly sensational, you know, aspect of what you're doing. You know, we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier. You know, Pat Miletich is one that is truly enthralled by lion fights. You know, I am enthralled by it. You know, we're old timers of the sport that are being reinvigorated by what you're doing, and it's a tremendous opportunity. When you look back over your shoulder, Scott, and you have that hypothetical moment in life, and you kind of look back down the path that you've walked, did you ever surmise that you would be where you're at today and Lion Fight Promotions would be as a successful organization as it is?
You know, I don't think, in all honesty, we really envisioned what had happened. And I think it's like a lot of things. It's like you're pedaling a bike. You just pedal as fast as you can, and you don't want to start looking around until you get to where you're at. And maybe that's the wrong way, you know, to look at life. But I know that we have been given an opportunity here that, you know, I take very seriously, not only the quality of the sport itself, but the tremendous traditions that come out of Thailand. So trying to balance that with as much expansion as we can have. You know, I mentioned in an interview one time, you know, you just have that Jerry Maguire moment where you just figure, you know, you're only here for a certain amount of time. I've done everything I've been able to do professionally and travel and owned everything I wanted, you know, but this, to call it your own and to be a part of affecting so many people's lives. And, you know, maybe that sounds a little cliche, but it's really, I think, what motivates people in life when you get, especially you start to get older and you see, you know, I remember one of the best compliments we ever got was Warrior's Way Out in Australia. A guy did an interview and I read his interview and he said, you know, for the past 30 years, everybody talked about fighting at Rajadom Stadium or Lumpini Stadium in Thailand. Now everybody wants to fight for Lion Fight in the U.S. And, you know, it almost took me by surprise because, you know, Muay Thai, you understand what that statement means. And for us to be able to even be put in the same sentence with these amazing Thai traditional stadiums is it's almost intimidating to the point where it just motivates me more to, you know, keep pedaling faster and keep getting the word out there, because I really think we're onto something here.
You know, I do too, and I think the best word that describes it and describes your success is purity. I mean, you've taken the rawest form of the sport, you kept it in that parameter, and you created a promotion out of purity, out of passion, out of love. And in my life, you know, I'm 51 years old, so when I sit back and I look at something that's done correctly, as my grandfather always taught me, you know, I have always had this thought, you build it and they will come, you know, and I think that's what you've done with Lion Fights. You know, I've watched it grow and grow and grow, you know, and I'll be quite honest with you. I used to like Kunlun Fights. I used to like a lot of the other overseas fight organizations, but now I get to sit here in my very own living room and I get to watch Lion Fights and get the same competitiveness, the same traditional values, the same warrior mentality, but based out of the U.S. It truly was a pivotal day for me as a traditionalist in the sport. You know, when you look at Lion Fights as a whole and the whole organization, it kind of reminds me, and don't take this in the wrong way, but it kind of reminds me of the Bellator organization. You know, it's a family-based organization that fighters just get drawn to. When you have organizations like the UFC, you know, they become more of a corporate entity. And when you look at it in those parameters, you're just a number. And if you pass away today, they just put somebody else in your shoes, and, you know, 3-4 days later, you're forgotten about. But you don't get that from Lion Fights. What was it that was in your heart when you instilled this in your employees, the fighters, everybody involved in your promotion, that you wanted to keep this at the purest form and bring the best possible shows to the fans? What was that thought that you, or that statement that you made to your employees when you made the realization to them that this was who you are, this is your passion, and you want it done right?
Well, I think when you start looking at it as a business, you have to have some structure. Obviously, you need to get financing. You need to get everybody to kind of buy into what you're doing. And I think I've been lucky enough to have people that trust me and, you know, see I'm passionate about something and have been able to make that investment, not only financially, but with their time. And again, Christine Toledo, I learned a lot from her, former fighter, very well respected, very well connected with the fighting industry. So I learned a lot from her, and I've always wanted to build something where, you know, it's we're very small. You know, you alluded to Bellator. I'm flying over to, Scott and I are friends. I'm going to go to his show next week in San Jose, and, probably the nicest guy in MMA and very well respected. So, you know, I've learned a lot from guys like him as well. But I wanted to, we just signed a multi-fight contract with a number of fighters, and I emailed one. I said, you know, welcome to the family, because I want you to understand, you know, I understand you're making a sacrifice if you're signing a multi-fight deal with us, but, you know, rest assured, I'm going to do everything in my power to, you know, keep you active, raise the profile of the fights, you know, hopefully raise the profile of your brand by social media, and let's work together. I want people that are buying into what we're doing. You know, I don't want, and I've been very clear about this, you know, if you want to fight MMA or you want to fight kickboxing, God bless you. No hard feelings. Go do it. But don't use Lion Fight as a platform to try and increase your own value if your real desire is to go fight in another sport. You know, we're not a developmental league for anybody. We've got a sport that's been around for centuries, and I'm very outspoken about that, you know, and that's why I love the guys that have fought in Thailand or have trained in Thailand, because I think they get it. I don't want to, you know, we've had many offers to do hybrid shows. Let's do kickboxing and Muay Thai. Let's do MMA. And I've said, you know what? I will only do Muay Thai. There's tons of other promotions out there you guys can go work with. I want to be the best Muay Thai promotion. We've devoted all of our energies and, you know, everything to that. And I want it to be almost like a family. We've got guys that have been with us from the very beginning. Nick Chastain, I watched him as an amateur, you know, and he's one of the guys we're going to take to London. He's been very devoted to lion fighting, very devoted to the sport of Muay Thai. Those are the guys you can build a promotion around. And he loses fights, he wins fights, but he always comes to fight. And I think our fan base respects that.
You know, and you know, I can truly speak for you. You know, the fan base is I truly do respect it because, you know, I think if you were to allow, you know, a correlation or piggyback, as you say, you know, I think it would devalue what you've done in the sport. You know, I look for knowledge to a gentleman by the name of Ike Stafford, who was he's a crew, he's a Muay Thai master out of Thailand. And, you know, I go back to my days of when I first shot, you know, Bukao, and, you know, at my first Muay Thai event ever, you know, I had shot boxing, I'd shot MMA, I'd shot everything. But yet I go to this event, and the ceremony starts, and to be quite honest with you, it was the most humbling experience I think I've ever had to date in my life was my first Muay Thai fight. You know, because in my heart and in my mind, I'm going, what in the world is going on? And then when you get a greater understanding of what is transpiring in front of you, and the humility and the integrity that these warriors instill and the passion they have for the sport, you can't help but being drawn in. You can't help but being enthralled by the sport itself. You know, as a CEO for Lion Fights, I would like to commend you because you're staying true to your passion, you know, and your beliefs. Now, one thing, you made a statement earlier that you're bringing in a lot more talent from the United States, and our next guest that's going to be coming on the show is from Lion Fights, that being Timothy Woods. You know, I got to tell you, I'm enthused with the young man. The signing with Timothy Woods, I think, was a tremendous opportunity for him, and I think it was kind of a win-win for the promotion of Lion Fights itself. What are your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, I agree. You know, there's a lot of guys now that we're finding out that kind of fought in the shadows, you know, and were very successful and very good fighters, but they never had the opportunity to maybe get that publicity or get that opportunity on a bigger stage. And the big difference is getting on TV. And, you know, he's an example of one of these guys that we've heard very good things about, very excited to have him on our show because he's one of those guys that loves Muay Thai, a guy that was very excited about being on our show and working with us to help develop this amazing sport. And we're starting to see a lot of people like that to the point where we're trying to add more shows next year just so we can accommodate this huge influx in what I'm seeing in American talent. And, you know, our goal was always to bring the U.S. level of fighters. And, you know, there's always been a disparity with Thailand and Holland and Europe and the U.S. to be able to build our own fighters and start putting them against international competition and give them that opportunity. And, you know, I think that's one of the most rewarding things is to hear these guys talk about how passionate they are to fight on Lion Fight. And it really validates what we tried to do. And, you know, not by some great design. I think these things sometimes just kind of fall into place. And as you grow and as you evolve, you realize what's important.
Yes, you look at Lion Fights now, it's projected, I think, in this year to be 46 million or greater in-home, you know, views. You know, sitting back and, you know, going back to your humble days, I mean, you look at these numbers now, they're staggering. You look at the UFC Fight Night, their last event, I think they only pulled 400,000 combined views, and that's kind of pathetic for the UFC. When you look at Bellator, the night before, they pulled 900,000. But then when you go to Lion Fights, the numbers far surpass that. And I'm not trying to talk, you know, bad or downplay any other organization. What I'm trying to, you know, get out here is that when you do something with the magnitude that you've done with Lion Fights and you do it with prestige and honor, You know, my grandfather, like I said earlier, has always taught me that if you remain transparent, do something with the utmost passion and integrity, you're going to succeed. And I see that you've done that with this organization, Mr. Kent. You know, the one thing I've taken away from this interview thus far is your heart truly is in the right place. You're a promoter that believes in the sport. You believe in the humility. And it isn't about, you know, even though it is a promotion and you do make money, it isn't about the money with you. Would you say that's a fair assumption?
Yeah, it's never been really about the money. Like I said earlier, I've been able to do, and, you know, I was able to do all of the things, and I'm glad that I got into Lion Fight probably at the age I did, so I had a maturity level where I could understand what priorities are. Now, like any business, you know, we've got investors, we'd like to make money, but I think everybody has bought into this as kind of a long-term thing, and there are different kinds of rewards, you know, to, again, you're passing posters out of your trunk and I'm going, what am I doing? And then it, you know, you don't need to ask that question anymore because you know what you're doing. Or, you know, you go to a gym and you see a kid wearing a Lion Fight shirt, you know, man, what is more gratifying than that in life? You know, money's going to come, money's going to go. It'll come if it's supposed to come. And right now we're just living in the moment of about what we've created. And it's awe inspiring. I always try and downplay it a little bit from a humility standpoint, but you know, it's something that I'm extremely proud of. And, you know, I'm 56 years old. So to be a part of something like this at this age and, to see the tremendous excitement about it, I mean, that's what gets me up in the morning every day.
I feel you there because, you know, I'm 52 years old and, you know, I look at life and I look at everything that I've been through. It's funny, the road I took, you know, I kind of followed along the same guidelines as you, but in a different text sort of. I got my bachelor's in engineering science. I got my master's in, mechanical engineering. I got my master's in engineering science and I ended up a combat sports photographer and journalist. And, you know, people ask me, Don, why did you ever walk away? And, you know, I sat back and I had a reflection. And the only honest answer I could give was passion. You know, you truly have to love what you do in life. It doesn't matter how far you got yourself. What matters is what makes you happy. And this sport has truly, you know, put a roof over my head, food in my stomach. I'm not a rich man by any means, but I'm rich in heart. And, you know, when I got that call asking to do this show, I'll be very upfront. You know, I was in awe. You know, this was a show that I was looking forward to for many, many years. You know, like we stated earlier, I'm a traditionalist, and I've done every aspect of the sport from bodybuilding to basketball to you name it. But the one organization that I wanted to get involved with was yours because of the purity, you know. So on that note, I truly thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing the Fighter's Voice to be able to share Lion Fight Promotions, as in my mind, it's one of the most prestigious promotions out there, and it's growing vastly. You know, Mr. Kent, you know, we're going to have to wrap things here, you know, shortly, but if I could get you to make a statement to the people who have supported you along the way, the people that continue to support you on the way, and for the people that tune in each and every time to Lion Fights, what message of thank you or gratitude would you give to the people that support you as you support the real in the sport?
Well, you know, we've made mistakes along the way, you know, like any humans or any business. You know, we've tried not to, you know, do anything that would disrespect the sport or the tremendous fighters. And, you know, we've done, this will be our 38th fight. And you think of all of the amateurs and all of the pros that have had experiences on Lion Fight. You know, thank them for you know, coming out, because this is not a sport for the meek, or you can't do Muay Thai halfway. You commit to this or you don't, because it's a very violent sport. It's a very beautiful sport. You know, every fighter who's ever fought, and I still keep in touch with a lot of them, you know, guys that have retired a couple of years ago, and they're still passionate, you know, they're still talking about lion fights. So, you know, thanks to everybody, boy, the fans and the great venues that we've done shows at, and really took a chance. Axis TV took a chance on Lion Fight. And I'm sure they get a lot of promotions. They get a lot of folks that are trying to get on their network, a lot of MMA, you know, which was more popular than Muay Thai. But, you know, they took a chance, and I certainly think we've delivered in spades for them. And, you know, the future, boy, looks so good for us. We can't wait for the show in London. We've got this show in a couple of weeks. Reganer, so the Immortal, is going to be fighting. Guy's had like 11 straight knockouts, and he's fighting the last guy to beat him in a controversial split decision. So there's all of these storylines in all of these shows, and it really comes down to the fighters and their commitment to what we're doing. So, and all the wonderful people at Thailand for giving us this amazing sport. We'll take very good care of it and do our best to represent it in the best possible light.
Well, I think you truly have done that since 2010. I think you've learned by trial and error, but I think you've built one of the top stand-up combative sports promotions, not just in the U.S., but in the next couple of years here globally. And I think it speaks profoundly about your heart, what you give to the sport, and what you truly believe in. And it's truly humbling to hear the words of you on my show, because, like I said, Lion Fights is something that I hold very near and dear to my heart. I think you've done a tremendous job with it. I think this London card is going to be a card that is going to make history, in my opinion, and I think it's going to expand the sport of Muay Thai even that much further for Lion Fights. You know, I'm truly honored that you joined the show, you know, this afternoon, my friend. I know you're the CEO of Lion Fights, so to be able to have somebody of your magnitude join my show is a tremendous attribute to the sport, to my show, and to my listeners. At this point in time, I'm going to hand the microphone over to you. If there's any sponsors, any friends, family, any social media sites, or just anything else you would like to add to the program, sir, the floor is yours.
Don, I appreciate it. You know, it's guys like yourself that are taking an opportunity to give us an opportunity to expand our fan base and you know, our viewership. Hopefully it's a process. You understand that. You get Muay Thai, and I love that, and I really appreciate that. You know, going forward, again, we want to thank Axis TV, Foxwoods, our friends at Muay Thai Grand Prix. I'm in Vegas, and everybody that's ever been a part, you know, whether you sold tickets for us or, you know, been a referee or just a fan, you know, being a part of this, we can all take ownership in this and be proud of what we're accomplishing, because it's something that's very good. It affects a lot of people's lives in a very positive way, and it's something I'm so proud of. You talk about being humble. I'm humbled to be a part of this sport and a representative of it. So thanks again for your time. We certainly appreciate the support and look forward to talking to you soon.
Most definitely, sir. I hope that you find it in your heart to continue to bring your fighters on my show, as it would be a great attribute to my life. And as you know, like I said, I'm a traditionalist, and I just want to, you know, represent in the sport in the truest form. And I think you've done that with Lion Fights. Thank you again, my friend. You have a tremendous evening, and God bless you.
Thank you. You as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Scott Kent, the CEO and founder of Lion Fights Promotions. We're going to jump to Timothy Woods. I think he's on the line. I may be wrong, but let's see. This is the Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire. How can I help you?
Sell Toho merch. Sell Toho merch. Sell Toho merch. Sell Toho merch.
Well, don't know what that was, but we took care of that real quick, and let's jump to our next caller.
Hello?
Timothy, this is Don McGuire with the Fighter's Voice. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm doing tremendous. You know, we just had, I apologize for calling a little bit late. We just had the CEO, Scott Kent, on the show. And, of course, I'm not going to cut his interview short if the man wants to speak, as he's a
definitely
tremendous
not.
Attribute. You know, I look at your career, and I see a truly devastating warrior. But with Lion Fights 38 coming up, I see an awakening in Timothy Woods. I see something that
yeah.
a lot of people
yeah.
that really don't know the sport of Muay Thai or the you know the background of you, Timothy, I think they really don't get it. When you look at
yeah.
this fight that's getting ready to happen, you know, Lion Fights 38, what does it mean to you as a warrior getting this deal with Lion Fights and being able to have such a pinnacle fight in your career in the forefront?
Wow. I mean, I can't even put it really into words how much this fight means to me. You know, when I started, Muay Thai wasn't even that popular in the States. And unfortunately, I had to switch over to MMA, and then I had to change my game so much. But it's so good to be back to my roots, you know, through all the adversity, through all the ups and downs. Now I have a chance to really showcase my skills, my passion, my heart, and, you know, really with an organization like one of the biggest in the world. I mean, words, I can't even put them into words, really. I am super excited, and I am ready to prove a point. All this stuff was worth it, all the trials and ups and downs, you know, and put on an awesome show. You know, I'm just still in awe, you know, so it's really hard to explain, but I know once I get in there and the opportunity like this, is through all the ups and downs, this was worth it. You know, this is amazing venue, and I'm just super excited to be there.
Yes. No, you know, if you look at life, you're a tremendous family man, and you walk even a greater path with our Lord and Savior. You know, what does it mean for Timothy Woods to be so spiritually grounded, you know, and a warrior in the traditional aspects? How do you combine the two to make yourself complete and want to persistently move forward in life?
Well, I look at all the great in the Bible from the spiritual aspect, like King David and Joshua. They were great men of God, but they were also warriors, you know. And I just think that it, with the opportunity, the God bless me with the talent that I have, what I possess, and I wanted to get out there and get the exposure and everything like that. But I guess in my thing was, it wasn't his time. It wasn't his time. It wasn't his time. Now I feel 100% sure that it is his time. It's my time to showcase my skills, to showcase this passion that I have, what I've been working on basically for the last 20 years, really, you know. So it's just, I just feel like God has given me the base and the foundation I need in my life to really persevere and go through whatever, knowing that, okay, I can do all things, and no matter what I go through, quitting is not an option, you know.
And you kind of led me into my next question. You know, I was going to go that route because you were quoted as stating, this is your breaking out party. Quitting is not an option. You know, when you look at those words, those are great words because, I mean, you're set to face, you know, a tremendous opponent. And what's even greater in that aspect is what comes hypothetically should you walk away with the win. You know, when you put all three of those scenarios together, you know, and you get that reflection in the mirror, or you just look back over your shoulder and you realize what is going to occur on September 29th, what goes through the head of Timothy Woods?
I have been doing this for so long, you know, and I haven't trained with the list of fighters. I was listening to a guy was speaking, I think Chael Sonnen, he was saying like he was in the gym for 10 years wrecking guys, and nobody knew him, but they knew he was a wrecking ball, you know. and I have to train with so many different fighters, so many different superstars, if you will. But behind the scenes, I have really been giving them the business. And so when we the difference between MMA and my roots, what I love, what I'm so passionate about, and I transferred the Muay Thai to MMA, I had to change my style a lot, because no matter if whoever I fought, striking wise, they wasn't willing to stand up with me. I feel like I'm a technician at what I do, and I feel like the way my Muay Thai, what I do and what I'm grounded in, it's like a lost art, basically, if you will. So, and I wanted to fight, and for me to fight on the stage when I'm fighting against the best guys in the world, this is what I want. This is the big stage. The big stage always, like, bring the best out of me. I always had a problem with small fighting in smaller shows and fighting with against fighters I feel like wasn't on my level. But now, fighting against the elite of the elite, you know, this is a dream come true. And after winning this fight, getting the top possible title shot, you know, I know my opponent is great in what he does, and I feel like I'm great in what I do, and I feel like we need to get together and put on a show for the world to see.
Most definitely, my friend. And, you know, in the words of Scott Kent, and I think it was truly tremendous, because he really is a man with great humility and integrity. And, you know, he spoke of how others wanted to piggyback, you know, Lion Fight promotions with MMA or K1. And he was very adamant and no, I'm not going to do that. But the other statement he had made,
yeah,
was the recent signing of some American fighters, one being you. You know, he said it,
yeah,
was with great respect that he's, you know, been able to bring fighters like you into the promotion. When you hear words like that from the CEO himself, how does it play out in the mind of Timothy Woods, and how do you feel it's more defined you moving forward?
Well, I think it plays out for me great, you know, because, like I said, Muay Thai has always been my passion. It always has. You know, a lot of things I couldn't do, and I had, like, even from the 12-assist elbows, utilizing my clinch, really, you know, the pure aspect of the Muay Thai game, you know. That always been my, first and foremost, my passion, what I study, what I do, you know. And I would love back then to just went straight Muay Thai and just, but unfortunately, back then it wasn't line fights, you know. And now,
yeah,
I'm sitting at the house and I'm watching this on the tube. I'm like, what in the world? Like, can I get there? And to get that call to actually be able to be there in the fight, listen, I am ready. We're gonna put on one heck of a show.
Oh, and I believe, bro. Trust me, I believe you. I think September 29th. You know, as I told Mr. Kent, I think it's going to be a defining moment. It's going to create history. And then Lion Fights is going to get propelled into their next venue, which is in London. So there's only growth for this tremendous promotion. But I don't know if Mr. Zur told you how my show rolls. It's not your typical Wikipedia or Tapology show. So we kind of jump all over the place. You know, we touch in the sport. We touch on life. What type of individual was Timothy Woods growing up, and what initially instilled the values of you to participate in the sport of mixed martial arts?
Well, I had, I always, back in my time, I say my time, I'm a little older, but they had a thing called Kung Fu Sunday, you know, and, I mean, Kung Fu Saturday, I'm sorry, and you used to watch all these Shaw Brother movies. And I would watch them on TV and go outside and try to practice and try to do the moves that they were doing. You know, I always had a passion for martial arts, but unfortunately my parents couldn't afford it. You know, and then when I became of age and I got a job, went to school, yada yada yada. You know, I just decided, hey, no matter what I do, this is what I want to do. You know, so I think from that point on, I really just started to learn, you know, martial arts and so forth. I think that the keynote I would like to put in, but I'm gonna give you a little insight, because it's going to be in my the book that me and my wife are putting out, The Good Soldier Will Never Quit. My father was very physically and mentally abusive to my mother, And I thought, like, if I can only learn these moves, I can possibly protect her. And from that, that's where the martial arts is still. And I just wanted to always learn how to compete and to go for the martial arts.
You know, bro, I feel you on that, you know, because I grew up in that type of circumstance. Unfortunately, my father left when I was 5 years old. I had six other brothers and sisters. And I'm 51 years old. I'll be 52. And back in those days, you know, times were really, really hard. I don't think people nowadays
yeah.
truly understand. You know, so this gentleman chose to beat me out of all my brothers and sisters. So my mother shipped me off. And it was something that had played out in my head because my father, I went to live with him. He shipped me off to military school. And here I am feeling like this unwanted child in life. And I graduated from military school with honors. I came back to my mom's house at 16 years old as I chose not to continue my service in the military to get, what the hell do you want from me? And
yeah.
it just kind of
yeah.
left me dumbfounded because here I thought, you know, I go and I prove everybody wrong and I do what I was meant to do and life would be great. Well, in factuality, it doesn't turn out that way, you know. I was 30 years old when my mother first told me, I love you. And
wow.
the part that tore me up the most was she finally gave me the reasoning behind the way she was to me. And she said, son, she said, I tell you I love you now because it's a word that's hard for me. She said, but I want you to realize I always have. She said, I sent you away because I had all your other brothers and sisters to feed. She said, but you need to realize this. I took an ass-whooping every day. And it kind of crumbled me as a man because you look at those days and times and people don't realize that back in those
totally
days...
Totally different. Yeah,
it was way different. And, you know, I always told myself that I would do something in my life that made my mother proud, and I truly have done that. You know, you kind of touched on the book. You know, your wife being a doctor... You being a tremendous mixed martial artist, transitioning your life completely into the Muay Thai aspect. What part of this book will instill the values, the traditionalist, the aspect, the true warrior that you are?
The will to never quit. This is the title alone. Like, you know, life is going to throw, like you said, your life is going to throw like crazy things at you, and like even you persevere, like you could have went a different route, you know, things going to happen in your life, you're going to have to fight through it. It's not going to be peachy, but each thing that you go through in your life, it's going to continue to grow you as an individual, you know. Just the title along, we're going to touch on so many different things I had overcome in my life, you know, in my fighting career, you know. I should have over at least we'll say over 60 fights from the back outs and then signing the contract and pulling out. And say it again. I'm sorry.
I didn't say anything, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. So the back outs and I should have so many different fights. And how do you keep going on? How do you persevere through all that and still keep going and pursuing this dream, pursuing this goal, considering that your age and so forth? You know, it's just that will to never quit.
You know, you truly have to have that. You know, in a lot of ways, you remind me of a gentleman that started out in MMA. And, well, he was a Muay Thai practitioner, then got into MMA and then realized that MMA wasn't who he was. So he transitioned
yeah.
back into Muay Thai, and that being Donald Roberson and at a
wow.
Team Alpha Male. And... you know, I've had the gentleman on my show several times, and you know, one thing I love about Muay Thai, it's the purest form of the art. It's not tainted.
Yeah.
It has so much, you know, spirituality to it. What does it mean to you, those moments before you prepare to fight, when you give your, you know, your opposing warrior, you know, the tremendous respect, coming out in your traditional Muay Thai garb? What does that moment mean to you? Because I've shot Bacall before. I've shot other tremendous, you know, Muay Thai practitioners. And they've all stated that the walkout in the moment before the fight truly in some aspects means more than a fight itself. How do you perceive it?
I agree 100% because you don't get there by yourself. It's your trainers. It's your trainers taking you there, teaching you, molding you, you know, and when you come out there, you're not just representing yourself, but you're representing your trainers, your whole team, and you see your dream. I mean, you visualize this when you was a kid, and you see these things happening, you know, with the television cameras and the people in the audience screaming, and you look back, and you have your trainers writing this to you. It's just hard to explain. It's like, okay, it's game time now, you know, all this stuff, all these things, it's coming around now. Let's go for it, you know. And I think that's the biggest thing. It's like for me, giving it back to my for paying respect to the people that actually trained me and put the time and the effort into me.
You know, right before I brought you on, I actually thought there was a call on the line, and I actually had thought it was you, you know, because I knew our interview was set to start at 4:30 your time, and I answered the call, and it was somebody that obviously doesn't understand the perception of Muay Thai, or just is an idiot in general. He said a bunch of garbage, and I hung up on him. But the thing of it is I'm not going to let it ruin what the traditional aspects of the show are bringing to my listeners, you know, because I've been a traditionalist now for 20 years. You know, I want to reference a young lady like I did with Scott Kent, a lady by the name of Kuru Yawadi Hurst. From the East Coast, she owns Nine Limb Strikers, you know, and she was one of the only females, and the youngest female at that, to ever receive the achievement of being, you know, called a Kuru or a great grandmaster in the traditional aspects of Muay Thai in Thailand. And, you know, as I referenced on the show with Mr. Kent, you know, as a young girl, she talks about poverty, but how happy they were, and Mr. Kent, you know, utilized that in his, you know, trips to Thailand. You know, but the thing that I referenced with him, and it was most unique, because people over here sometimes take the sport for granted. You know, she had talked about when it was time for school, she knew she needed to fight because she would have to pay for her books. If she needed a new pair of shoes, she would have to fight because she would have to take care of it. You know, and the thing that was the most hardest for her in life is her father was a Shaolin monk. And if you understand that aspect of life, they don't believe a woman shall be any greater than a man. And on his deathbed, he told his daughter, "I want you to teach me Muay Thai." And I think that was his way of letting his daughter know that he was proud of her. And I took that profound moment with me, and it'll be instilled in my life forever. When you look over the shoulder of Timothy Woods, you have a tremendous family. You've had a tremendous run in this sport. What would you say was the defining moment that you truly realized where your heart, your passion, and your desire laid?
Well, I you know what? I really, you know, I can't. I would say for me is when I teach the children, you know, and when I my kids class, and normally you have, you know, the typical thing is you have younger people teach the kids and you just focus on the adult classes, you know, trying to take yourself off the mat. But listen, I love my kids class. I will let them teach, but I will have to be there watching and assisting. It's just, they're so genuine. They're so passionate. I can have a bad day. They come in, and there's times when you look at them, you're like, wow. They look at you like you're a superhero for one. And A, it's like you can motivate them in a positive way, you know. And regardless of what, if you win or lose, you know, you're building them up, teaching them. Not only self-defense, but being confident, being honorable, being a good human being. Those things right there, I knew right then, at that moment, when I started teaching the kids classes, I knew right then, I said, you know what, this was all worth it. If I don't reach anything, I'm giving it back to the young adults you know, and that, I mean, the young kids to become a better adults when they get older. If not, if I don't reach the goals that I set for myself, and hopefully God I do, I know that it was well worth it learning all the things that I learned in my life.
Very well said. You know, you're a unique young man, and I really like that because, you know, as you know, I do MMA probably 5 days a week, and, you know, being a traditionalist, sometimes it gets to be overwhelming with the entertainment aspect of that sport. And
yeah.
I'm not knocking anybody or trying to demean anybody, but being able to do a lion fight promotion show with Mr. Kent and you is truly humbled me because, you know, it's the sport at the purest form. You know, come September 29th, you know, you're set to face Brett Havlicek. And, you know, I honestly think that this is going to be your night. You know, a lot of people can say, how could you state that? How could you, you know, think that? Well, you know, in my years, you know, on this planet, you can tell when certain people have reached a pinnacle. You can tell when people's passion is overwhelming and the desire for where they want to be in life is there. And you can see that through your voice. You can hear that in this interview. You know, come September 29th, this is truly a pivotal fight for you because the winner of this fight gets an opportunity to face Chip Mirza Pollard. You know,
yes.
So speaking hypothetically, you know, let's say this fight goes your way September 29th. What would it mean for you, Timothy Woods, to be able to step up in this tremendous promotion and then subsequently have an opportunity like this that only comes once in a lifetime?
Like you just said, once in a lifetime. I have trained my whole life for this moment. And now it starts on September 29th. And by any stretch of the imagination, I respect every last one of my opponents. I don't take anybody for granted. You know, I want to compete against the best in the world. That's what we're here for, you know. And to compete on September 29th, and then, if God's willing, I win the fight. I get a chance to fight for the title. All the years that I've been behind the scene, now they'll say like, "Wow, this guy has devastating low kicks. This guy is a leg smasher. This guy is, you know, where did he come from?" But I've been here a long time. I just never got a chance to you know, get the exposure that I need. And just from that point on, to help the organization and just get back to my roots, which is Muay Thai, which I love. I mean, that's what I love doing, regardless of what. If anything else, Muay Thai is my thing. I say that in gym all the time. It's so crazy. Yeah, so it would be a tremendous dream come true.
You know, when you look at moments like this, it's so intriguing because, you know, I've interviewed thousands of fighters, and there's nothing more tremendous than hearing a fighter with a tremendous future in front of him. You know, I look at Lion Fight Promotions. You look, they started in 2010, and you know, they initially were, I think, 40 million in 40 million homes across the U.S. Now they're slated to be in anywhere from 46 to 48 million. So it shows that the United States is truly enthralled by the traditional aspects. You know, I think that's one thing people like about my show is the real. And I think that's what the sport of Muay Thai is demonstrating in the United States. And I'm thankful for warriors like you who are reinstilling the true aspects of the sport. You know, anybody can go out there and put on a entertainment-based promotion. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not knocking anybody in that aspect. But when you take it in the purest form and you create such nights like you got on September 29th, those nights are heartfelt. They intrigue me. So when you look back and you look at all that you've been through, all that you fought for, you know, we know this night is a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, day for Timothy Woods. So when you have that moment and you walk by that puddle on the path, or you walk by a mirror, or you just look down through the car window, and for some moment, you know, some reason, you get a reflection of everything that's transpired to this point. What does Timothy Wood see?
It was worth it. It was worth everything that I went through. It was worth all that, all the adversity, all the trials, all the whatever. It was well worth it. And I just look at myself and it's like, it's your time. Like, I really have this inner feeling like, okay, God is saying, now it's your time. I prepared you all this time for it. That wasn't your path. I didn't want you to do that. That wasn't even your passion anyway. You know, now it's your time. Now it's your time. Go for it. And it's amazing, you know, and that's what I see. It's opportunity, and now is the time to shine.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I had Emmanuel Newton on the show with Pat Miletich the other night, and Emmanuel Newton said, all those years of me being the light heavyweight champion of the world truly really never meant anything to me once I found the Lord. And, you know,
yeah.
You think about that, you know, here's a man that ran that division for almost 10 years. And
wow.
To have him say it truly meant nothing to him until he found the Lord, because he found his correct path in life. You know, I think the Lord plays an influential role in our lives daily. I think our lives are written out. We just have to live them and define our destiny. And I think you truly have. You know, when you look back at everything that you've gone through, all the trials and tribulations, how bittersweet is September 29th for you, my friend?
Oh, once I get my hand raised, it's going to be, I can't even describe it. I'm going to try to hold back the tears, man. So if I start bawling, you know why. But yeah, it's going to be like, a breakthrough finally, and only bigger things to come.
Yes. You know, I kind of want to ask you this because you're unique and I like your attitude. You know, when you were sitting there with your wife or wherever, you know, the situation, however it was created, when you first initially got that call from Lion Fight Promotions asking you to, you know, be a participant on this card, what was it like for you and the core of your family to celebrate this pivotal phone call?
Okay, it's so funny because I was at the house. I was at the house with my wife, and Tammy called me and gave me the call and said that you're on Lion Fight. They're going to accept you. You got the fight. I jumped up. I can't dance. Go figure. Right, man, can't dance. I can't dance at all. I jumped up in the middle of the living room and started, like, cha-cha-ing all over the place. He's like, what's going on? I got the fight, you know? So it was awesome. It was an awesome moment. So,
you know, to be able to have the type of core system that you do back in you, the tremendous warrior mentality that you do, I see great success for you, my friend. You know, re-implementing, you know, Donald Robertson's story on your interview, but you remind me so much of him because I think you truly have found yourself in the sport of Muay Thai. I think you've defined yourself and you realize that the path that you're on is the correct one in life. When you look back at this opportunity that you've been given, I'm going to give you an opportunity to say to Scott Zur, Scott Kent, and all of the people at Lion Fights, what that phone call truly meant to you and how thankful we are in a statement, you know. So I'm going to hand the phone over to you. Let Lion Fight Promotions know what this opportunity meant to you, your family, and your life moving forward.
Listen, I wanted to say thank you guys so much for bringing Muay Thai into the States. This has always been my dream, to be in a large Muay Thai organization that's going global and, you know, on television. Like, it's nothing like Muay Thai. It's no martial arts like Muay Thai. We're in the league of our own, you know. And I just want to say thank you, guys. You have no idea how much this means to me. It's like, wow. I'm getting emotional already. It's like you have you have given me a great opportunity. I will not let you down. I will do everything in my ability to showcase the skills. And most importantly, the most important thing is to represent the company with integrity and honor. You know, and Muay Thai, regardless of what, I think every Muay Thai practitioner are tough dudes, you know, so we don't have to be buttholes or anything like that. I just thank you guys so much for everything you have done, and I will not let you down. And from this day forth, we go forward after this September 29th. I know big things is happening, and I waited 20 years for you guys to get here. So thank you so much, and I'm going to give it my all on September 29th.
You know, and I think you truly will, because, you know, you could hear it in the tone of your voice where your passion is. You know, there was a couple quotes that you put out there. You know, I'm not a quitter. Perseverance is what got me here. When you look at the quotes that you've made, you know, I know sometimes it's hard to pinpoint it on one person, but if you had to look back and you know, give homage to a mentor or a family at a gym or somebody along that lines, who would you say that instilled the greatest values in you moving forward, Timothy?
I would have to say Sensei Nima. Like, a lot of times when you're on top, a lot of people, you know, they'll be there to cheer you on. And once you lose a couple of matches, they're off to the wind, they're real circle, you know. He always been positive, like, okay, this is Timothy, this is just a setback. This is just life, you know. You know, you have too much talent. You have too much talent, you're too talented to quit, you know, keep going, you know. This is martial arts. You're a martial artist. We don't care. We don't care if you lose 10 fights, 20 fights, you know. Obviously you go in there and try to win. But you're a martial artist. You learn from every loss. You learn from every experience. You know, you're too talented to quit. Now it's not your time. Okay, forget about it. Race it out your head. Keep going. I would say that he has been, like, really, really inspirational in my later career.
I like that. You know, one thing a lot of people, you know, don't realize, that they don't realize there's a difference between a gym and a dojo. And,
yeah.
You know, I've had the, you know, opportunities in my life to experience Thailand, to experience different scenarios. You know, when you walk into a dojo, the ambiance, the air, the everything about it is so different than your standard MMA, you know, gym or
yeah.
a boxing facility. You know, it truly is I guess the best way to describe it is a place that you can feel at one. You can feel spiritual enlightenment. What did it mean to you, Timothy Woods, the first day you walked into a dojo and realized there was a true difference in the aspect of the sport?
Well, like you said, it's totally different, because I started off initially boxing, Western boxing, and then I went to American-style kickboxing, and then I found Muay Thai. You know, and I never liked boxing because I couldn't use my legs, and I never liked the American kickboxing because I couldn't kick to the legs, and no clinching and no elbows or anything. So I once I got to Muay Thai, it was just a lot eye opening for me. But then once I got the MMA and went to all the gyms, and it's so much testosterone and egos, you know. Ego, like at my gym, I have a poster right when you walk in the entrance, like, leave your egos outside, you know. And once I got to, I started training with Sensei Nima, worked for him for a little while. I became his head Muay Thai instructor there. It was just totally different. The way that the approach to martial arts is totally different. It reminded me of my original Muay Thai trainer, like. You know, everything is so, like, this fighting is just one part of this game. You know, it's all about changing your life, being a better person, you know, finding that spiritual path you need to go on, you know. and I didn't receive that in my kickboxing, my MMA gym, or my MMA gym, my kickboxing gyms, or my boxing gyms. But in my Muay Thai and my ancient karate gyms, it's just a different game. You learn the true value of martial arts, I think, for me. That's just my personal preference, my personal belief.
I have to agree with you, because you walk into a dojo and it's just it's like fight night, I guess. The air, the aura is just so thick with the heritage and, you know, all aspects of real, because Muay Thai is the truest form of the sport. You know, one thing that I found interesting, and we'll wrap things up here shortly, but you know, Tammy Stone happens to be your manager, you know, and she's a lady that I know in the sport. How relevant of a purpose has Tammy Stone made in the making of Timothy Woods?
Wow. It's so crazy, because I can't get fights. Like, I never could get fights, even because I was, you know, you get the reputation of being a finisher. All right, so a quick story about how Tammy came in and, like, revamped things. Like, we were trying to get Sensei Nima, other people, even out on Alliance Fight, Team Alliance. I couldn't get any fights. I'm 6'4", and I fight at 185 and at 170. All right, so we was trying, and I'm a finisher, so we were trying to get fights. Only time, it get to the point where only time I could get a fight is, like, last-minute things. And I had to go fight this guy in his local town. Like, for instance, I had to fight Sam. I forgot his last name. But me and both was, like, up-and-coming in Bellator. I just fought Eugene. He was 13-1. I beat him. He just fought some other person. And they agreed to let us fight outside of Bellator. But I went to fight him in his hometown. It was an 18-foot cage. Like, I'd never seen a cage that small in my life. What in the world? Like, set up fights like that. And then not getting fight, inactivity. And finally, since I knew, like, look, I got Tammy. She's persistent. She's a go-getter. She's going to get you a fight. Don't worry about getting a fight. I'm like, okay. And when we signed, I talked to her. We hit it off real good. And then I signed the contract. Within, I think it was the first 3 months, we had 6 backouts, turndowns. Like, no, I'm not fighting them. 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 That's been the story of my career. So how do you stay motivated doing all that, going through all that? But she came in, and now I have total and complete trust in Tammy. Like, all I have to do is just train and get ready. I'm fighting, you know. So she came and just added that she's awesome. I can't say enough about her.
Yeah, I think she's a tremendous individual in her walk, you know. And you're kind of getting part of that Juan Archuleta syndrome with your record in Muay Thai, because you look at Juan Archuleta. He's ranked 4th globally in mixed martial arts. He's a 7-time world champion, 4-time division champion, and 4 different weight classes, and he's done all this in 3 years. And,
wow.
You know, trying to get that guy to fight is like, you know, truly pulling the eye tooth out of a tiger's mouth. It's just something that takes a tremendous amount of work. Because, you know, you look at this guy and go, okay, he's done this in 3 years. I'm not going to step up in the cage with him. But, you know, we know September 29th is going to be the most pivotal day in your life. It's going to be a night that will truly stay in your heart for the rest of your life. You know, you've been given a blessed opportunity from Lion Fight Promotions. You know, the opportunity, the world is at your disposal. You know, and you're a warrior that has great humility, and you have a profound respect for Muay Thai, and I truly appreciate that in you. If you had to make a statement to your fans, to the people that watch Lion Fights, about what they can expect September 29th, and I know you're not an individual who talks crap, but if you could surmise in a paraphrase, what they can expect if they show up at Foxwood Casino in Connecticut on September 29th, what would that be, my friend?
I would say it would be a very exciting fight, and in the lost art, I'm going to bring it back, you know, and I feel like I am a low kicker, you know, I have one game plan. If you punch me, I'm going to chop your legs. If you kick me, I'm going to chop your legs. If you clinch me, I'm going to knee your legs. So this is we're going to have a lot of fights and a lot of damage and a lot of it's going to be a lot of technique shown at that fight. And trust me, I know my opponent is awesome. I know he is. I watched his fights, and I'm like, oh, this guy's got some crazy elbows and his tie, and he's really poised. I got to watch him. And, you know, just to fight against him and fight against the rest of the guys, the best in the world, I'm just excited. And it's going to be a lot of leg smashing on the 29th, definitely.
I believe that. You know, I think Gilbert Melendez found out his last fight when he faced a previous Muay Thai fighter in the cage, what that low kick can truly do. And
I don't mean to cut you off, but I trained with Jeremy Stevens for about 2.5 years at Alliance Martial Arts, and he was not a kicker. Was not, you know. And, you know, I worried with him a little bit here and there with the rest of the guy, but it was more so boxing and movement type thing. But to see him actually win a fight off low kick, that was impressive.
Yeah, you know, especially against Gilbert Melendez, that was a true testament to where, you know, people don't, they think that in the sport that you have to have this great striking ability, you have to be this great wrestler. But sometimes it's the simple little aspects of the sport that could be the greatest weapon in your arsenal. And you having this low kick, I watched some of your footage. Man, best way I could describe it to my listeners, you know, you got to watch this fight. You got to get Lion Fights through Access TV on September 29th. You're going to see 2x4s or 4x4s being instilled on another individual's leg. You know, that's the best way I could describe it. You know, I don't know how those kicks are possible. I watched footage on you, and my friend, you're a tremendous athlete. I think you're going to bring great honor to the sport of Muay Thai in the United States. I am tremendously grateful that Lion Fights reached out to you. I think you're a deserving individual in life. You know, at this point in time, I'm going to thank
Hello? 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 Hello?
Sorry, I don't know what's going on here.
Hello?
So we could get the end of the interview. I apologize to Mr. Scott Kent and Scott Zerr for the technical difficulties. I'm not sure what happened, if it's on his side. I don't believe it's on mine, but let's go ahead and try to give him a call back so we can finish the show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Timothy, can you hear me now?
Hey. I'm sorry about that.
I
can hear you now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. You know, you can't never count on the internet. But what I was saying is I think you're bringing a tremendous aspect to the sport. I think you're a tremendous warrior. And I'm so glad that Lion Fight Promotions decided to bring you on. I apologize for the technical difficulties. This is not a show that I wanted technical difficulties to happen on.
Not a problem.
You know, I hope to have you on my show after September 29th. I think it's a night that's going to go your way. You can hear
Thank
the
you.
Passion that you exude. And, you know, you're a man of God, and You know, that's another thing I truly respect about you. You don't hear very many people speak up and praise the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I think it's a tremendous attribute to you. But right now I'm going to hand the microphone over to you. Any sponsors, any friends or family, any social media sites, or just anything you would like to add to the program, the floor is yours, my friend.
Okay. I want to say thank you. Thank you, my family, my friends, all my teammates, all everybody that got me prepared for this fight, all my students back at home rocking and still training. I want to tell everybody thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys so much. I want to thank Sensei Nima for everything he has done for me. I want to thank Lions Promotion. I just want to thank Lions Promotion again and again and again for everything that you have done. And I'm just really excited. I'm really excited for this fight. And tune in. If you don't have SSTV, get it. Tune in on the 29th. This is going to be awesome. It's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Oh, before I let you go, now where could my listeners and the people that possibly listen to the show that now want to follow you?
I'm sorry.
Media?
Yeah, go to GoodSoldierMMA.com, and it's going to have everything for the social media sites. It's going to have everything for as far as my upcoming book and so forth, so forth. Everything that you need to find out about me will be on there. So go to GoodSoldierMMA.com and tune in. Don't forget to tune in for the fight. I promise you it's going to be an exciting fight, a very, very exciting fight.
Most definitely. I'm not going to miss it for nothing in the world. I think it's going to be tremendous because if hypothetically you come out with a win, you may be on the UK card, and that's a tremendous opportunity for you. You know, I look forward to great things happening for you in the sport. Once again, my friend, I apologize for the technical difficulties. I look forward to having you on future episodes. It truly has been a blessing and an honor.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you so much. Thank you. It's been a blast.
Oh, thank you, sir. Os, my friend.
Os.
You have a great day, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for the technical difficulties, and to the person that called into my show and acted idiotic, I have nothing to say to you, my friend. You know, it just shows where some people are at life, and you're not going to ruin my show by a simple little phone call. But I want to thank Scott Zur. I also want to thank Scott Kent, Lion Fight Promotions. You know, this truly is a show that I feel absolutely blessed to have done. You know, Lion Fight Promotions is the leading Muay Thai authority in the United States and now growing overseas. They've got great ties to the traditional aspects of the sport, and they're creating that here in the United States. How great is that? Because it's something that's been truly, truly needed to be. And they're on the 38th fight now and growing insurmountably. It's tremendous. You know, I look forward to doing more and more of these shows. I hope they see fit to continue to do shows through my network as we'll be growing. We're going to be on iHeartRadio shortly here. We're going to be on Univision. We're going to be on several other platforms. I'll get the schedule up as it comes out. The show is going to be growing immensely. You know, right now we're maxed out at 100,000 live listens per show. As soon as we get on iHeartRadio, we have projected up to 30 million listeners. So not only will I be giving the fighters a voice, I will be giving them a roar. And on that note, I want to thank Lion Fight Promotions again for giving me the honor to share the true aspects of the sport. With that being said, I want to thank Finished MMA, Juan Martinez. Without you, the show wouldn't be possible. I want to thank Affliction, the United Way Merced, and most of 86ers.net, Alfred and Freddie. I truly love you guys with all my heart. One team, one dream. Let's continue growing. On that note, you have a good afternoon, and God bless.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said cheers with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little.
drama. When things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back.